Hi, this is Teresa Watkins. You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens. Enjoy your weekend. Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. I'm a garden expert, horticulturist, landscape designer. I love to help people with their plants. Today, you're listening to a brand new pre-recorded show for you. We've got some great guests and some wonderful topics. We want you to stay tuned and listen, but please hold your calls.
Yes, definitely. And we have Jinx coming up in the next segment.
Jinx Farmer. What a perfect name, right?
I love his
Farmer.
Name. And he's a good dude.
He is a good dude. And has a lot of great information, designs beautiful gardens. And he's come out with a new book, so we're going to be talking about that. And the South will rise again. We'll be talking. So I'm very excited about that. This is a wonderful time of the year if you are new to growing roses. One of my favorite ones is drift roses. Drift roses are a brand of roses that don't get very tall and they don't need to have a lot of maintenance. If you're new to roses or have never tried to grow roses, they're the ideal rose to start with. And they get to be about 2 feet tall and about 2 feet wide. But what I love is that you do not have to deadhead them. And they will consistently bloom all year round.
Now, what does deadhead mean?
So deadheading roses or deadheading plants means you cut off the blooms. And what that does is it stimulates the plant and the rose to rebloom again. And there are roses that if you do not cut them, they won't bloom until the next year. They lag and they don't have a lot of growth. But drift roses will bloom without the deadheading.
Okay.
But I like to piddle in my garden and I just go and cut them very lightly. And so that's what's so good about them is that when you don't need to deadhead them, they don't get a lot of insect and disease issues, and they don't grow out of control. So I love the color, and they're just the perfect shrub.
They really are. The only problem that I see with them, and I see this often, is they look a little squirrely, kind of like malnourished. So is the deadheading, will
the
that
deadheading,
help them?
You can shape them, yes, because they'll grow with a cluster of roses on them. And once that finishes blooming, you can cut that back. Now, again, deadheading, for some plants, they need to be deadheaded to rebloom. Drift roses do not. They will continue to bloom, but they do kind of get a little, just a teeny messy. You can go ahead and cut them very easy. And it's a good way to pay attention to your garden. Just walk through. And sometimes you can just snip the buds off with little scissors. They don't need to have heavy equipment to take care of them.
Nice. And then make sure you sterilize them like as everybody else. You should sterilize your items.
Yeah, you should always sterilize your pruners, your scissors, your secateurs, whatever you're using to cut with. You want to do that. Now, so the roses, other roses like your knockouts and your hybrids and your teas, I love angel face. Those need to be cut back, deadheaded. The more you cut your roses for the hybrids and the grandifloras and the tea roses, the more you cut them, the more they will bloom. And so they really thrive on it. And so we want to make sure you know that. Some of my favorite roses, Belinda's Dream, Angel Face. I love Perfume Delight, Sentimental. Roses have to have a fragrance for me.
Yes.
And the ones that are different colors, but they don't have a fragrance, they're just not for my garden.
And that's crazy because there's some of them that just look extremely gorgeous and you're just like, oh yeah, that I want that. But then whenever you find out that they don't smell, it's like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because they're spread out of them. So, you know, when you're breeding for some reasons and you're trying to hybridize, then they lose something. And so usually the smell is one of the things that they lose.
I mean, if you found one that was extremely gorgeous to your eyes and just made your heart melt, I guess you could buy like a little bottle of like spray and go. Psh, 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 psh.
So that when you go over, you can smell it.
Yes.
That's funny. But what else should you be doing in your landscape right now? You want to make sure that you're feeding your summer vegetables monthly. Okay. You can use a slow release fertilizer. As indicated, that's going to help them absorb it slowly and they're not going to burn. But you also want to make sure that you give your fruiting trees and shrubs a midsummer fertilizer application. Follow the instructions on how big the trees are to the amount of fertilizer you need to use. You want to keep your figs moist, feed lightly, and maintain a mulch. That's going to prevent summer fruit drop. And then pruning blueberries right now is important. They've already finished. We've harvested them. We have them growing back. Go ahead and shape those. And if you need to add a soil acidifier, do that too as well. Remove declining stems from blackberries to allow new growth, to restart the bushes. They need the canes cut. You want to do that now. And fruit trees, a light trimming is needed. So as you're harvesting fruit and you see a branch that suddenly just pops out and extends out a foot to 2 feet more, you can go ahead and cut those at any time. So we are so appreciative that you're here today. We love our audience and our listeners. We have the best audience in radio. We just appreciate you. Mm-hmm. This is a pre-recorded show. So you want to hold your questions, but we've got brand new content and we've got a great interview with Jenks Farmer coming up. You don't want to miss it. You're going to want to get the Southern Secrets to Southern Gardening. The book is just great. And Jenks is going to tell us all about it. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, call 1-800-662-HELP for free and confidential information and treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
Hi, this is Teresa Watkins. You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens. Enjoy your weekend.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Make your garden come alive with Quality Green Specialists. Discover Quality Green's beautiful nursery with thousands of fruit trees, fruiting plants, flowers, herbs, and vegetables. Enjoy an explosion of color and see amazing results in your garden. Quality Green has the very best in organic-based, sustainable products to grow everything super productive, strong, and healthy. Quality Green Specialists, 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily. Online at Quality Green Specialists. Specialist.com.
Florida law requires seatbelts for drivers, front seat passengers, and anyone under 18. But seatbelts are encouraged for everyone because they save lives. Wearing a seatbelt cuts your risk of injury or death in a crash by nearly 50%, but only if it's worn correctly. Lap belt across the hips, shoulder belt across the chest. Behind your back, it won't protect you. Buckle up every seat, every ride, every time. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
When guys like me separate from the military, we tried to move forward. But to truly move forward, we need to take care of our bodies and our minds. I finally understood that after I went to VA. I saw the difference it made to have providers who understood what I've been through and know how to help. I'm getting the highest quality health care at the lowest cost. And I'm telling every veteran I know that taking care of yourself is the strongest thing you can do. Get what you've earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
You'll be one smart cookie when you try Bluebell Cookie Cake Ice Cream, a sweet cream ice cream loaded with chocolate chip cookie cake pieces and swirls of chocolate and vanilla icing. This cookie cake ice cream really takes the cake.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Give us a call now, and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most importantly, put an end to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768. 800-762-2768. Call now.
Hi, this is Teresa Watkins. You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens. Enjoy your weekend. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to a brand new pre-recorded episode of Better Lawns and Gardens. With me today is Augustus Jenkins Farmer. He speaks and he writes in a soulful, fun, and authentic style. Jenks, as he's known, created two of South Carolina's largest public gardens, Riverbanks Zoo Botanical Garden and the Moore Farms Botanical Gardens. He combines academic credentials with hard-earned lessons from hundreds of gardens and landscapes he's established. His publications and presentations focus on the hot and humid South while inspiring gardeners across regions and generations. Jenks lives with his family and many plants and pets in South Carolina. Good morning, Jenks. So good to have you on Better Lawns and Gardens today.
Good morning. Thank you, Teresa. It's great to be here. I have been outside this morning picking vegetables, potting up perennials, doing a little tree work with people that I really love, and now I've come in a little bit damp and a little bit dirty.
Well, I will tell you, hot and sweaty is the way I like to smell everybody. So those pheromones are really exciting.
Kind of morning.
Yes. Yeah. So Jenks, have you been getting your fair share of the rainfall on the East Coast this year?
We have had our normal afternoon thunderstorms, and I want to refer to something you were talking about before the break. You know, we were in the eye of Helene, Hurricane Helene, back in the fall, and that did it took out a lot of trees, but it also weakened and twisted a lot of tree limbs. Now that things are leafing out with all this heavy summer rain, we're seeing more limbs fall. I think that's something that people need to keep an eye on.
Well, I tell you, Jenks, it's interesting you said that, because this week I have noticed a lot of trees that have, you know, dead branches and that they're very, very sparse. And these are big, huge oak trees and canopy trees. And it's interesting that you say that, because I didn't equate the two. But trees get whipped during these hurricanes and they literally turn around. And I have seen during a hurricane a tree turn 180 degrees. The branches, and you don't see the effects of it for months and months and sometimes years, right?
Right. That internal damage in the tree it weakens the wood, but it also weakens the potential for growth. And then with weak wood, especially in this heavy rain season, you get heavy leaves and nuts and fruits and things that cause that wood to finally break.
Well, that's really great. Just an excellent tip. Thank you so much. So our trees, do you work with a lot of trees in your botanical gardens? Do you do the work? Do you bring arborists in?
Well, for big stuff, we always bring in arborists. I can do a little bit of work, but I don't want to be, put in a dangerous position, and I don't want to put anybody's property or house in a dangerous position. So, yeah, we bring in arborists.
That's important. That's great. So the last time you were here, Jenks, you were on in November, and we discussed your passion for crinums, and your horticultural knowledge was amazing. You have years of experience and knowledge you have written into a book called Secrets of Southern Gardening, Pro Tips for Success. What is Southern gardening?
With that, what a big question you just asked. I think it's easy to say what Southern gardening is not, and all the things that we've just talked about, our extra rain, our extra heat, our humidity, those things cause plants to grow, right? That's why we're such a great agricultural region.
Mm-hmm.
So our heat-loving plants grow and grow and grow, and that means that it's really hard in our climate to maintain the formality that you might see in an English garden, right? Or where in a northern garden you have to prune your hedges 3 times a year, here you have to prune every 6 weeks.
Exactly.
So for me, southern gardening is about working with that climate and not trying to fight it or not trying too hard to control it.
That's really very insightful, because, you know, they can garden for seasons up north. They have seasons where they don't do anything. They can let them go fallow, or it's dormant and under snow. Here you garden 365 days a year on something, whether it's weeding or deadheading or, you know, just fertilizing. So it is something that you do constantly. And you have successfully done that. You've handled that. And does that come from your childhood, your love? I know you've lived in South Carolina. Your family goes back a long time. What kind of part did your family play in your learning about gardening?
So I grew up in I want you to imagine a fallen down farm, you know, that hadn't had care in years, falling down farmhouse surrounded by woods and swamps and agricultural fields. And it was an awesome place to grow up, because we were just like, hey, go out, you know, play Tarzan, go swimming in the pond, explore the animals and the insects that are all a part of it. And my family was, I would say, outdoorsy. We camped for vacations, we fished, and everybody around me loved the environment. But I also grew up with a sort of weight, and that weight was an understanding that my forefathers and lots of Southerners had previously ruined the land.
Mm.
You know, when cotton farmers left, and then you could say the same about some of the early development in Florida,
mm-hmm.
you know, they made big mistakes, and the cotton farmers left the land really decimated. They didn't do a great job of taking care of the soil, so they ended up with erosion issues. You could go right across the Florida border into Georgia to Providence Canyon State Park, and you see the results of that erosion still today.
Right.
So I grew up with this like contradiction. Like, everybody I knew loved the land, but then I knew it had been devastated. And I think that really affected what I wanted to do and how I want to do it. And I think about it today, like, so many people moving to the South are coming here because of our beautiful wildlands and our climate. And they they're making gardens and landscapes, and I want them to be able to build on the lessons that I have so that those gardens and landscapes are environmentally friendly.
Right?
Beautiful, but not damaging.
I so appreciate that, because they come and they develop the land and they take off the, you know, first foot of soil and bring in a foundation sand, and they just impacted the grounds and the landscape for the next generation.
Exactly. And for the current generation, it makes it hard to garden, because you're not gardening in soil. You're gardening in this created, compacted subsoil.
Right. And so, Jenks, you provide basic information and secrets of southern gardening, starting from the ground up, like soil. How different is our soil from northern gardens?
I think one thing I want to say right off, Teresa, is that I've never gardened in the north. I've been lucky to travel, you know, and to see it. So I can't answer that question in detail, but what I think is that in general, our soils are looser. They have more friability and more drainage, which means they heat up and they cool down faster.
Mm-hmm.
And the more important thing, rather than the difference in soil types, is the what I call the soil climate.
Mm-hmm.
And as diverse and wild as our marshes and swamps and landscapes are in the level that we see, there's that same diversity and wildness in the soil climate. And what that means for gardeners is that there's like this crazy stew of fungus and bacteria and microbes in our soil, and that those organisms are acting all year long.
Right.
Like in the north, a lot of them may be dormant for a long period. Here, you have to think about these things all year. Some of those things are good and helpful, and some of them are harmful. So when you're gardening, learning to balance those things to encourage the good microbes and to discourage the bad fungus is a really critical part of soil care and gardening from the ground up.
Well, that's what I appreciated about your book, and that you handle that. You also have a chapter on eco-friendly lawns, but then you say right away, let's not use the word lawn. What do you mean by that?
I think if you look at social media and memes, the word lawn has taken on a stigma and a weight, and it implies these perfect sort of golf course monocultures.
Yes, I agree with that.
Now, I don't know if this is true throughout, but in the South, we didn't talk about the lawn. We went out and played in the yard.
In the grass, yes.
Yeah, in the grass. Okay, so I think those two words have a lot less, they're a lot less problematic. So I prefer to say, you're just going to go out and mow what grows in the yard. A lot of it is grass, and, you know, 30% of it might be what we think of as weeds, but that's okay.
Grass, the weeds are green, and I can appreciate that. So, Jenks, can you stay with me through the break? Because I would like to get to more, a little bit more about your book, and we're coming up on a hard break right now. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, wonderful. We're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Hi, this is Teresa Watkins. You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens. Enjoy your weekend.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve With private health care, you'll get the coverage you want and health care you need. If your employer doesn't supply health care coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Stop your grinding with Brux Night Guard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brux Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brux Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brux Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brux Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to bruxnightguard.com and enter the code BRUX95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brux Night Guard.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648. Again, 1-800-577-2648.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, and... look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hi, this is Teresa Watkins. You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens. Enjoy your weekend.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to a brand new episode, and I'm talking with Jenks Farmer. He is a gardener, landscape designer, and garden author. He has a new book out called The Secrets of Southern Gardening and Pro Tips to Success. And Jenks, welcome. Thank you for staying with me through the break. Now, we were just talking about the environment, and weather plays a role, like we were discussing. How have you seen the climate change? How does that affect your gardening habits now?
Well, we can definitely grow things that we used to have trouble growing because it's warmer. Some of that is from heat sink and heat islands and urban developments.
Mm-hmm.
We see pests that we used to never have. You probably have always dealt with what I call convict caterpillars that eat amaryllis up.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, well, we just have those now. I actually reported some of the first ones in the state. And then we have water issues maybe that's not exactly the kind of climate change you're referring to, but especially in Florida, you know, we're really short on water, and learning to adapt to that and to use less water is super important. You know, there's a awesome guy at the University of Florida, Dr. Nick Taylor, he's so amazing. His job is to help landscapers reduce the water that we need while creating and keeping beautiful landscapes.
Exactly. And that's the issue it's just the water issue. People don't realize that they see the lakes, they see the ponds, they see the streams, they see the ocean, and they see the Gulf of America, and they think the water's all around. And we just need to use less. So they think they're hot, they're drinking water. They think the plants are hot and drinking water, and that's not necessarily the case. So I love that you give step-by-step numbered instructions for your garden examples. So what kind of secrets can our audience find out about landscape design in the Secrets of Southern Garden?
One of my little, I guess you call these things mnemonics, like an acronym. When I think about design, I think of the four P's of design.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know this? I'm curious because I can't think of who taught me this.
Maybe I did. I don't know.
Okay.
What are the four P's of design? And I'll tell you.
All right. The four P's are plants, procedures, placement, and the fourth P that's often ignored, people.
Huh.
So that's what the whole book is about, how to pick the right plants, how to get them in the right places, and what kind of procedures to use to make them grow successfully. In design, a lot of times the people, the personality part, is ignored. You know, in commercial design, imagine your bank parking lot or the...
I can see it in my mind's eye right now.
Right. But for us, especially for people who love to be outside and love to sort of decorate with plants and cultivate and grow our pet plants, the people part of it is critical. So I go through a lot of that too as a part of my design process, and some of it's very practical. How much are you really going to do? Think mm-hmm. about that with your design. Some of it sounds really romantic, but if you're not going to get out there and, you know, pick your okra every other day, don't grow okra.
Right.
If you have upcoming knee surgery, you know this. I had a medical issue. I was in Jacksonville for most of the winter, and my garden really suffered because I hadn't.
It didn't get attention.
It.
Yeah.
That's right. So I think with design, that's something that I focus on a lot. Like, let's keep it real and let's make it not take care of itself. There is no
there's no maintenance landscape. You know, even silk flowers need to be brushed and they
right.
fade and right and they have to be replaced.
But
that's what I do as a landscape designer. I've never designed a landscape the same. I don't do cookie cutter landscapes because people are not cookie cutters. And
right.
So I totally agree with you that they have to take in the people and the clients and what's going to be there. You can tell a landscape that has no life because it has no people, you know, that it relates to. And
that's
so
right.
I agree with you. So tell us where we can get the books, The Secrets of Southern Gardening, and your pro tips for success.
So, you know, Teresa, I'm a little bit of a rebel, and I am avoiding the big online shopping sites.
Okay.
Primarily because I make more money by selling the book myself.
Sure.
And there's a P that we all have to worry about, profit.
Yes.
So the bookstores can order wholesale from us, or individuals can order. You can pre-order right now and save, I think, $5. The books are being printed and shipped and will be available sometime in August is all I can say.
Wonderful. Just in time for the fall season. That'll be great. So give
yep.
us your website for the for getting the book, and can they get signed copies?
Yeah, all the copies that come from us are signed. Our website is jinxfarmer.com. It's my name.com. And also all the books that come from us come in a little hand-decorated envelope that our high school interns are decorating right
oh,
now.
Oh, that's great. That's jenksfarmer.com, and that's JenksFarmer.com. Your last name is incredible. What a legacy is just in your blood and your DNA, Jenks.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on. We do appreciate it. I hope to see you soon sometime this summer, fall, maybe if I can get up there. I'd like to stop by, and I do appreciate you being on today. Congratulations
okay,
on the new
fun.
Book.
Thank you so much, Teresa.
All right, hon. Take care. And we're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. This is a pre-recorded show. It's brand new, and we hope you're enjoying it. We'll be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Hi, this is Teresa Watkins. You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens. Enjoy your weekend.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768.
Speed limits are designed to keep you and everyone else on the road safe. Following the speed limit reduces the chance of severity in crashes. In Florida, speed limits on highways never exceed 70 miles per hour. It's your responsibility to know the limit and to obey it. Drive smart. Drive safe. Follow the speed limit. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. For more information, visit flhsmv.gov.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. That's summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648. Again, 1-800-577-2648.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, this is Teresa Watkins. You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens. Enjoy your weekend.
Speed limits are designed to keep you and everyone else on the road safe. Following the speed limit reduces the chance of severity in crashes. In Florida, speed limits on highways never exceed 70 miles per hour. It's your responsibility to know the limit and to obey it. Drive smart. Drive safe. Follow the speed limit. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. For more information, visit flhsmv.gov.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
And my top five this week is Teresa's top five best landscaping practices. Number one, walk your yard once a week and look at your landscape. Look at your garden beds and turn leaves over. Look to see if there's an insect issue. Is something wilting? Walk through the yard and look to see if you have moths coming up. You see one or two moths, no big whoop. You see 5, 10, 15, 20, a cloud of moths coming up. You have sod webworms and you need to go ahead and make sure you take care of that issue. Number two, irrigate only when necessary. That is all year round. Irrigate only when necessary, when you haven't had enough rainfall. The landscape needs 1 inch to 1.5 inches of water a week. And that's all it needs to be healthy. Number three, get a soil test at the same time every year before starting your fertilizing schedule. Get a soil test every year. That's very important. Number four, integrated pest management. Start off with the best and less maintenance on your integrated pest management. If you see an insect, doesn't mean you need to use a chemical. It means that you can cut it off, take off the insect, kill the bug, and see if there's comes back.
Okay, there's no reason to use harsh chemicals at all in integrated pest management. And number five, replenishing the mulch as needed. Mulch should be at 3 inches all year round. 3 inches will keep the weeds from germinating. That's my five top best landscaping practices.
That's really good to know, too. So, you know, different ideas that I've had, you just answered all of my questions about that. So
that's all you need to do. If you're doing that, then you're going to have less pest issues and you're going to have less maintenance. You're not going to have to be working in your yard all the time. Catch a problem when it's a small problem, not when your plants are dead or dying or your turf is all gone. You know, we usually notice them. We pull in the driveway, pull in the garage, and we don't look at what's going on in our yard. And it's nice and healthy to be outside. So go out, you know, once a week and even once a day, go out and walk in your yard. You know, when my children were little, after dinner, before they had to do the dishes, we would go and we'd start in the front yard, go out the front door, walk around the yard and just look at the plants and discuss the plants and just talk about it. And I would take my cup of tea with me and we'd just walk through the yard. And, you know, you see things differently, but you catch a problem. You see a leaf wilting. Did, you know, a squirrel break it, or is it getting an insect issue? Is an irrigation emitter stopped up or it's clogged and so it's not getting any water? You know, so look at the rain gauge. How much rain have you got this week? You know about your lawn. Know about your landscape beds. And it'll be healthier and it'll be better for you physically and mentally.
Yeah, and that's good because it's actually kind of calming. Well, until you see that problem, but you can kind of help prevent the problem. Because I don't know about you, but there have been times I walk out on my property and I may have not walked it in a few days. And I'm just like, where did this go? Like, especially like the stinging needles.
Yes.
Why is this thing as tall as me now? Like, where did this come from?
They do. They grow fast. The weeds do take over. But you can, you know, see a little bit of an area. You know, you see a dead spot in the area. It's about the size of a coffee can. But, you know, you don't need to necessarily do anything with it. So it could be just the dog going there. And, mm-hmm. you know, you just need to understand you need to add a little bit more or add water to it after the dog leaves. Go ahead and flush it, dilute it. But, you know, chlorine and that kind of thing is not harmful for the yard. So, you know, just it's a good practice to get out there and look at it. So go ahead and do that. Now, if you are in the what would you like to do? Your vegetables. Again, if you have a vegetable garden, you need to look at it every day. OK, because that can happen overnight. Plants can wilt overnight. Bacteria wilt. And also, too, you can get an insect in there. You can also get, a creature, raccoon, stealing your plants and stuff. Do you need to cover it with a screen, you know, or, you know, plastic, you know, or netting to keep the birds away from it? I will tell you, I went out one day and I said, oh, I'm going to harvest those blueberries. Look at that. Look at how many blueberries I had. And I came the next day and there were no blueberries.
Yes,
they were gone.
And so for those who have missed the story, like Teresa came in the next day and she's like, there are no marks on the ground. There's nothing. I do not know what happened to my blueberries. So what ended up happening with your blueberries?
I actually found a mockingbird had come down and just had eaten all the blueberries. There must have been three or four of them because they ate dozens and dozens, like a whole little pint of blueberries it would have filled. And they were gone. And I guess they just didn't stay long enough because when you eat blueberries or blackberries, you usually see the markings left afterwards.
That was what was so...
It was funny. But they came down, boom, took it and went away and ate it separately. So they must have just kept coming down and grabbing the fruit and then going up into the tree and eating it and not sitting there eating it off the bush itself.
They had their own little game going on, like, okay, they pulled the card and it says you must swoop down, not touch anything, leave no residence.
It's a game.
Exactly.
You know, that is too funny. Yeah, but that was what it was. But we got some this year, so we're very, very good about it. And so also too, what would you let me see right here what I wanted to say. Hand pruners. When you're cutting your deadheading, whether you use scissors, I use household scissors sometimes to go out and deadhead with. But if you're using pruners or scissors, make sure you sterilize them. And how can you sterilize them? You can put them in a solution of hydrogen peroxide. You can wipe them with alcohol wipes. You can, you know, dip them in alcohol, 5% alcohol, and that will sterilize them. And you might just want to take it with you as you're going from bush to bush. You want to make, you know, make sure you're clean. Now, hydrangeas are blooming right now, and they look gorgeous. But after they turn brown, if you don't like to cut them for, you know, floral displays inside your home, you want to remove those clusters and reshape the hydrangeas so that you have a nice nice shape to them. This is the time to do it. You don't want to be cutting you know, your hydrangeas very late in the fall because you're cutting off the blooms for next year. Now's the time, after they finish blooming, to reshape them plants. Also, too, your hibiscus and your crepe myrtles. You do not need to harshly crepe murder your crepe myrtles. You do not need to do that to get them to bloom again. But if you want to cut off the blooms, you can do that. If they're short enough and you can get to them, you can do that. But the more you hack back at your crepe myrtle, the more it's going to sucker, and you're going to have to be dealing with that. So you want 3 to 5 trunks on your crepe myrtle. But if you're getting, you know, all the suckers coming up, it's going to be hard to remove them once they get very big, and they can grow into each other. So go ahead and remove the suckers. Don't hack back on your crepe myrtles. Let them stay untouched, and they'll be much healthier. Hibiscus, you can cut back down now to 3 to 4 feet if you've got a one that's tall, 6 to 8 feet tall, or, you know, 5 to 6 feet tall. You can cut it back down.
Now, will that, when you're cutting it back down, will that make it, like, thicker or
bushier? Yeah, it will make it bushier.
It
should. And but then it'll be nice. You do not want to cut azaleas and camellias. That is the time to cut and be over. So we're so glad you're with us today on Better Lawns and Gardens. We're doing this as a pre-recorded show for you. Hold your calls. And we will be back next week with an exciting show. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you missed any part of this show or any other show that you'd like to recap on or refresh your memory on, you can go to betterlawns.com. That's betterlawns.com, and get all of our podcasts there.
Hi, this is Teresa Watkins. You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens. Enjoy your weekend.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768.